This is Betty Zoller, voice coach, speech coach, and voiceover pro and voiceover coach. And this is my second installment in my vocal health series. This one is called, What is a Hoarse Voice, Really? As an introduction, let me say that the 22 doctoral hours I went back to college to take in the year 2000 really educated me. In all of my degree work, I had never had any anatomy or vocal health or vocology studies. I urge all of you to learn more about how the human voice works and how to protect it. It is your instrument, after all. You make your living with it, or you want to. A so-called hoarse voice can cover everything from the tiniest little irritation of the vocal folds to serious diseases, including throat cancer. It's a all-purpose, catch-all term. Don't take it lightly. Always have an ear, nose, throat doctor, an ENT medical doctor in your Rolodex. Get to know him or her. Get connected so that you have that person in your corner. A hoarse voice can often be caused by what's commonly called postnasal drip. I suggest that you sleep with your head elevated on a couple or three pillows. It seems to help somewhat with drainage from the head falling down into the throat and giving you a sore throat or red throat or hoarseness. Now, some of the actions that you should refrain from doing on a prolonged basis are excessively loud laughter, excessively loud and prolonged hours of singing, which for singers, of course, is not always avoidable. I know I've done hours and hours of singing in my career until I could hardly croak. Abusive speaking or singing of any kind, excessive alcohol intake, particularly hard liquor as opposed to wine, which some people say is good for the voice. Excessive coughing. Coughing is a killer. Control that cough, hopefully with your ENT physician. Grunting, as in exercise and weightlifting. Singing or speaking at pitches that are unusually high for you or unusually low. You see the vocal folds stretch and grow thinner at higher pitches, and grow shorter and fatter at lower pitches. And that's a big strain on your little vocal folds, which are no longer than a man's thumbnail. When you suddenly scream or speak at a very high pitch or a very low pitch that they're not used to, it's sort of like doing extreme calisthenics without a warm-up. Smoking of all kinds. Speaking or singing in a smoky environment. Talking in a noisy environment. Talking while in airplanes is particularly damaging. You don't hear well, and the airplane noise is so loud, you talk louder than you think. Try to just read and stay silent during air flight. Cheerleading, the pep club, yelling at sporting events, all these are not good for people who make a living with their voice. I know a lot of people are sports fans and love it, but you have to think about vocal health. Once you are vocally injured, only complete vocal rest and possibly a medical bill will cure you. And lost jobs, lost wages for 2, 3, 4 weeks. Weigh the consequences before you yell and scream. The misnomer, clearing the throat, is not clearing anything at all. It's simply rubbing the vocal folds together rapidly, making them hoarse and red like a chapped hand. And if you are a nervous person who clears the throat repeatedly and for no reason, you must seek help to stop this damaging behavior. Clearing the throat is very damaging over a period of time. It's not clearing anything out. People say, oh, there's something down there. If you think there is, see your doctor. But usually, drinking water, keeping well hydrated, and drinking a lot of water during a recording session will clear the throat, and you don't have to make that horrible grinding sound. I hope this helps. Betty Zoller, VoicesVoices.com. Here's to your vocal health.